It's the late night edition of The News, According to Me. Yeah, lately this show has been getting later and later. The afternoon show is... It's 7:10 right now, 7:11 on Thursday evening, February 18th. And oh my, yes, there's still things in the news. Interesting things, I must say. And we will get to them. But first, I'm drinking my sweet tea. Actually, it's not my sweet tea. I had... In this area, I live in the north, and people don't understand sweet tea here. I used to go out to Virginia quite a bit because I had to work out there. I lived here, but I was working out there. And, of course, along the coast there, close to, not too far from, what's it called? The Virginia Beach area. It was actually Norfolk, Virginia. And the McDonald's out there in some places in the South, what we call the Deep South, which actually isn't even the Deep South. It's like South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia area. It's more the Deep South. But the interesting part of it was they had sweet tea down there. They had sweet tea everywhere down there. And you could go to McDonald's and get sweet tea. And that was the first thing I would do when I would fly in. I would get in my car, and I would go straight to McDonald's and get a big, huge sweet tea for 99 cents. There was a time when all their drinks were a dollar, all their large drinks were a dollar. And I would just go and get one or two of those and stock up. And I didn't have enough drink holders in my little car. I had an MR2, like I kept an MR2 down there for me to drive around in when I was down there. And actually stayed on a boat down there. And... Oh, the life I lived. We had this little MR2. It was a 1984, I think, or 86. Some ridiculously old thing. And had a lot of miles on it when I got it, but I didn't put that many on it, but I put some on it. That was a good little car. Didn't have any room in it. It was a two-seater. Once you got in, it wasn't too bad, but it was there was no trunk. There was just like a little bitty... You couldn't get golf clubs in the trunk. Not that I golf. I don't golf, so I don't really care. But I couldn't get much of anything in the trunk back there, because it was a mid-engine car. And then you had the front end was supposed to be a trunk, but it was basically had a spare tire in it, and that took up most of the space. And then you had this other little. I had enough room for a toolbox, which I didn't need that often with that car, surprisingly enough. But I had one there. And, a few other little things. You could stick some rags and some raggeds and some rolls and rigazorize them. I don't know if you guys remember the Bill Cosby show back in the day when he was... Anyway, that's a way back machine thing there. Back when Bill was still cool. This was... yes, today. What is today? Today is Thursday, all day today. For those of you who tuned into the morning show, this show may not last very long. I have another appointment I'm supposed to be on here at 7:30, which is in 15 minutes. Not sure I'm going to make that appointment, or else I have to cut this thing short. And you know how that goes. I'm already rambling, so I don't think, it's been 4 minutes and I haven't even gotten to any content at all. So that's probably the way this whole evening is going to go. I'm going to go probably an hour. I'm going to miss the other meeting. And the story of my life. Can you hear those violins playing? I hear violins playing. Are those violins? No, that was a trumpet or something. I don't know what that was. Or I guess that was a trombone, maybe, with a mute in it. Sounded like. So anyway, so I guess the... There's all kind. They are doing exactly what the Rules for Radicals book says to do. They are going to overwhelm the system, and they're going to try to keep everybody distracted, especially those on the right. with anything about Trump that they can possibly do. So they're not going to stop with this Trump thing. And my guess is they're going to try to coordinate all this stuff with a, hey, let's try with the 14th Amendment now, or let's get the Republicans yelling at each other so we can do something else in the House and the Senate while they're not paying attention. There are at least three things. Gun legislation, big deal right now. Gun legislation. They're talking about an immigration reform bill. It's going to be massive. I mean, all this stuff is massive. The immigration reform bill. What they're talking about is they're planning to put this into the budget so that they can pass it with budget reconciliation. I'm not going to explain all that to you because I don't have time. There's certain rules about the two-thirds majority thing and the simple majority thing and all the other stuff. And the House has the purse strings. They control the money. The Senate is more legislative in terms of legality stuff, in terms of what the bills that they can pass and introduce. All bills must originate in the House. That's part of the constitutional thing. But the process of money is controlled by the House. They have the purse strings. The Senate has certain rules about passing things with two-thirds majority. And there's only certain, and they've taken away some of those options over time. They've had, it used to be that there were three different things, I think, that they had to have majority, or two-thirds, supermajority, what they call supermajority, which is two-thirds of the House. And the budget now has something called budget reconciliation, where they can do it without two-thirds majority. They can just do it with 51 votes, which is 50-50, and Kamala Harris gets the 51 on their side, 51 to 50. So they're talking about putting this immigration reform bill into the budget. This is the kind of crap that just angers me to no end. Both sides have done this, but the left has done it a lot more. But either way, I don't care who does it, it is wrong. The For the People Act, or the bubblegum and lollipops for everyone act, whatever the name of the thing is, it scares the daylights out of me. Like the Patriot Act. Oh, that was not a Patriot Act. It was, we're going after the Patriots. The Affordable Health Care Act, how did that work out? That made health care real affordable, didn't it? Before that passed, think back to this. Before that passed, we were told that there was a donut hole that had 30 million people in it that weren't getting health care insurance because of the donut hole or whatever it was. There were 30 million people that weren't getting health insurance. So I need some more tea. Here we go. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't drink enough of this. There we go. Now let me talk with the creamy, smooth voice that you so long for. They passed this thing, and then within 2 years, of course, premiums went up ridiculously. And of course, the point that the left will make is, well, not everybody paid in, so then we couldn't get away. It didn't work because not everybody paid in. Not everybody got into it, so that's why we had the fines to keep people from not going, because we have to have full participation. They want single payers, what they want. Look at the other nations who have single payer. Everybody thinks, oh, this is going to take care of everybody, and everybody's going to have free health care. No, that's not the way it works. It all looks good on paper, and sometimes you can just walk in and get what you need and walk out. Yeah, that just sounds so great. Until you're living in it. You know, talk to some people who've actually lived through it. It works out great for some people. For some people, it works out wonderfully. But for the vast majority of people, it does not work well. And yes, people die because they're waiting on surgery or because they had to wait on a procedure that all of a sudden now becomes an emergency procedure because they had to wait so long on their elective procedure or whatever else it was that they wanted to do, whatever else that's kind of surgery that they needed. So it just does not work well. Sure, it works. Not well. And it costs a fortune. Look at the percentage of tax that people pay in some of these countries that have single payer or they have, you know, government health care of some sort. It does not work well. And anything that the politicians down in the central government can get their fingers into, they dip into that fund. And I guarantee you the money, they just want to control all the flow of money. So they can dip their little spoon in there and take their little, and when you get $1 billion flying by, it just doesn't take much to stick your finger out and get a whole, you know, like cotton candy thing on it. So that's kind of what they do with that stuff. So now they're coming out with this whole immigration bill. That's what I'm hearing is happening. I haven't looked into the details because, frankly, today has been a busy day. And, I had to go. Well, it's been busy. It's been a busy day. I don't remember what I did today, but I know I was busy. I'm sure I was busy doing something. When I woke up between naps, I was doing something. And I didn't get a nap today. I've been hardly working all day. And so now, on top of that, we have this thing called the Truth Commission and Reality Czar. How many of you have heard about this? This is the craziest thing. We have this proposal to have a reality czar who is the head of a truth commission. 1984, George Orwell's 1984 book was not meant to be a how-to manual. It was made to be something to avoid. The Ministry of Truth is a problem, and that is exactly what we are forming here. So they're going to decide now what's true and what's not, and they're going to tell us, and I guess they're going to have some kind of legislation about if you speak out and don't say anything that something that they say isn't true, that they're going to come after you and arrest you now. In the UK, I just heard a story today that some lady posted something on Facebook. She's an anti-mask wearer. She posted an anti-mask post, meme of some kind. And the cops showed up at her door. I don't know what they did to her. You know, hopefully they tased her and threw her in prison for the rest of her life. No, I don't know. I don't know what they did to her. The mere fact that that's all the police have to do is be the mask police now. You know what kind of problems they've got over there in Europe right now? And they're going after people that aren't wearing masks. Or that just say they don't like masks. I don't know, because that's a crime now. This is the direction we're headed, folks. This is the direction, okay? We're not there yet, but pay attention to the direction the bus is moving. When you see the cliff coming up over the hill there, and you'd think, well, the bus isn't going to make it that far. It's going to stop before we get there. No, the bus is accelerating towards the cliff right now. And nobody really seems to be wanting to, nobody's even sure if the brakes even work on this thing, let alone the steering wheel. So be aware of that. Just be aware of your, have some situational awareness, what they call it. Know where you're at. Because we could be headed for a real interesting time here. So not only is there this immigration thing that happening, the gun legislation they're trying to push through, reparations. Now, I talked about that a little bit, I think, in this morning's show or last night's show. Reparations that we are all going to pay to people who have never been slaves, that the people who have never owned slaves are going to pay for. This is like welfare 5.0. Another entitlement program, because this will never be over. It'll never be over. And it will only grow and get bigger. I guarantee you. And when you start paying people to stay in poverty, you will get more of it. The war on poverty was this attempt to give people money to get out of poverty. That's not the way you get people out of poverty. You know, you've heard the old saying, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. That's kind of what we're talking about. It's that simple, folks. It's that simple. If a person can be responsible enough to feed themselves and their family, not only does it take the burden off of those around them to take care of that individual, who then becomes dependent on those around him, but that person has the opportunity to lift themselves up, to be a contributor, to maybe catch a few more fish and give them to people who can't fish. Like I'm saying, not people who won't fish, people who can't fish. Maybe someone who has no hands. Maybe who's someone who served in the army or in the military and just has some challenges physically. We can help those people because we're productive. Because there's a big difference between can't and won't. I should put that on a t-shirt or a bumper sticker. Anybody out there that does t-shirts, go ahead and I give you permission to use that. Go ahead and make $1 million. Just send me a couple, you know, $3 or $4. Or just send me a Bitcoin. That'd be fine. Yeah, so that's what we got going on. And they're moving quickly to overwhelm the system. And they will not cover, I guarantee the legacy media will not cover half the stuff that's going to happen, go through the House right now. Now, you're going to hear about it in, hopefully, some of the more... you know, the more conservative news that is keeping an eye on some of those things. And I keep an eye on the conservative news. So hopefully they'll report it and I can just pick it up and say, well, this is what I heard today. Because I'm not going to, you know, actually go look for anything. I don't do that. I don't get paid enough for that. Now, if you folks want to pay me, I still won't do that. But you can pay me if you want. I'm not going to do anything. I'm too old. It gets to the point where that's kind of funny. I've never been a guy who's been money motivated. And it has driven I've had a couple bosses. It's just driven them nuts. Because I pretty much just work and I'll give it my all and do my best and do what I believe the job calls for. But, and usually people who work with me, you know, they like working with me. But money's not a motivator for me. I don't mind making money. Don't get me wrong. It's kind of fun, and I enjoy making more than I need, so I can give to those who can't, not who won't. Even though the government takes from me to give to those who won't, in some cases, and sometimes people just. Who spend more time and more energy scamming the system. My understanding is that there's been about $100 billion. Or no, I take it back. There's been close to $1 billion in the last stimulus that was passed, not this most recent one, but the one that was passed last year, almost $1 billion that was taken by scams. And yes, checks that went to dead people who apparently, you know, they happened to be walking around because they were getting ready to vote. And they ended up cashing them somehow. But there's no evidence of widespread check cashing out there. So we don't have to worry about that. Yeah. And here it is, 7:30, time for my meeting. And so I don't know what I'm going to do here. I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm conflicted. I don't know. What should I do? Let's take a vote. Call in and tell me what you think I should do. Oh, wait, this isn't live, is it? So I'm not sure what I'm going to do about that. So I don't know. I think I'll just stay here with you guys. Phone calls can wait. It's not live, but it seems live. It feels like it's live. So I'm just going to keep that live feel, that live vibe. The vibe is live. I don't know. Yeah. That being said, I think I'm just about done talking about everything I need to talk about. What else was I going to talk about? Seems like I was going to talk about something else. Can't remember what it was. Has to be something. What was it? Well, the whole goal, I think, is for them to continue to overwhelm the system and what they can do. And this is where they've got this huge major advantage here because they've got Pravda on their side. They've got the media now that is on their side as well. And they can help, you know, with the whole, hey, watch this hand while the other hand is doing something. So we need to be very vigilant in these days in terms of what is happening with the government. The fact that there's limited access to the actual Capitol building itself now is also a problem. The issue of them censoring people is an issue. Now, Parler is back up again, but there are some issues with Parler. Now, I don't know if any of you had this issue or not. I'm going to try something else. I've got the Chrome browser on my iPad. I have not been able to get Parler on my iPad with just the Safari browser. I'm assuming it has something to do with Safari on the iPad. I would assume that probably Apple is doing something there. I don't know for a fact. I know that when I use Firefox on my regular computer, it works fine. I can get on Parler, no problem. But I cannot do it on my phone. I come up with a blank page, and I'm not using the app. I'm using my browser, my web browser. So I'm going to try some workarounds, maybe the Chrome browser. But my understanding is it basically uses the Safari browser. It uses the Apple browsing system, even with the app, with a different app. So I don't know. We're going to give that a try and see what happens with it. There might be a workaround because I'm seriously having issues with getting onto Parler with that. Actually, maybe I did already try that, and it didn't. It's not coming up. I just did it again, and it's. I'm refreshing the page now. Chrome browser. Parler. And all I get is nothing. So, however, I do have Parler up on my computer at the moment on Firefox. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Seems a little strange. Seems a little bit odd to me. There are some other things going on. And one of those is, of course, the nursing home scandal with Cuomo is still firing up out there. Be interesting to see how that all works out. Again, that's another issue that's been kind of swept under the rug. The media is not really going after Cuomo at all. There have been some issues about, there's talk about taking his Emmy back. Not sure whether that probably won't happen. They won't get serious about that kind of thing. They might talk about it, but they won't do it. The Mike Lindell has been kind of out of the news. The whole pillow fight thing with David Hogg. I'm not sure what's going on there. I haven't heard much more about his little pillow venture. He said it's going nicely. He's probably testing out pillows, taking naps quite a bit. What I would imagine. The criminal charges against Trump down in Georgia. That's still kind of everything's just kind of cooking along right now. This is this is one of those deals where the news cycle is going to slow down a little bit. They're going to try to be a little bit more deliberate about what they do. And tomorrow, I would say tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, you're probably going to hear a lot of, I would say some news bombs drop, some big news information of some kind. They like to drop that stuff on Fridays when everybody's getting ready for the weekend and they're not paying attention to the news. So that's what's going to happen. And I guarantee you that's going to happen. I heard a report, this is just kind of off the top of my head, about the U.S. life expectancy. And I guess life expectancy has dropped. One year, I think. So like if your normal life expectancy was 82 years old or whatever, it's now 81 or whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but it's dropped like 1 year. From 2019. Now, this is odd because fewer people died in 2020 than died in 2019. But I think the issue there is that the number of people who died were because more elderly people died. So I think it messed with the average numbers that in that respect. I guess that's the only thing I can think of. But it seems like numbers are numbers, and I don't know. I don't understand. Like if you have a number of deaths out there, I just don't understand. I'm not sure. I haven't worked those numbers yet. I wasn't. I know that 2 + 2 = 4. It's not 5, but I don't know. I haven't looked at that to see whether a certain percentage of the certain aged population makes a difference in terms of lifespan stuff. And the report that I read, of course, the numbers, you know, we can't trust the government with numbers. They just don't. All they know, you know, they're learning how to say things in trillions now. First they were learning how to say things in millions and hundreds of millions, and then it was billions. And then they started talking trillions. This was back during the Obama administration, I think it was when we first started talking trillions. And then, basically, you know, nobody wants to talk about what comes after. Don't tell anybody what comes after a trillion. Because if they learn what comes after that, they'll start using that phrase as well. Now, my understanding, it's kind of weird on this latest $1.9 trillion thing. They're saying that this is going to be the only stimulus for this year. It's a one and done for the year. I don't know how that works. Now, typically the way it happens is after an election, you have the big stimulus package. This has happened ever since Clinton won his first time in, that was 92. And that was the first time there was a economic stimulus plan that they called it that. Because they ran on the economy, so they had to do something to get the economy back, which it did nothing. Just like shovel-ready jobs, that whole thing where all that money went, nobody has ever accounted for where all that money went for the shovel-ready jobs under Obama. All we got was a joke at a dinner meeting a couple years later saying, I guess those shovel-ready jobs weren't quite as shovel-ready as I thought. that's just dumb-headed. Yeah. Thanks there, buddy. B.O. Yeah, this is typical of Washington. And what they don't tell you is these big dollar spending things are a drop in the bucket compared to the U.S. economy and the amount of money that's being spent. So it really doesn't The government doesn't create the economy. Okay, there are some statistics. I need to write this down because I just heard this the other day again. The report on the number of small businesses out there. Now, how a small business is defined is any business with fewer than 500 people. That's a pretty good. Now, where I'm from, that's a big company. 500 employees is a big company around here. That's not the way the government sees it. And my understanding is there are like 30 million people employed by small business in this country. That's out of in the private sector, that's out of, I think there's only like 110 million people employed in this country, the way I understand it. That may be full-time positions. I don't know. I'll have to look at those numbers. Maybe I can look those up sometime. Maybe I can get some actual information and give it to you guys sometime. But you know what? You get what you pay for, buddy. Think to yourself, you know, if you're complaining about this, I just got one thing to tell you. Just take a moment to think what you're paying for this. And and then maybe you won't be such a complainer. Yeah. So this is free entertainment for you. But I do want to thank you for listening. I really do. And I really appreciate, we've got people. I want to go over here. Here is a list of all of the countries. This is the top 10 countries that this people listen to this broadcast in, which just blows my mind. We have the United States, of course, Germany, of course, Achten. I had a little phlegm there. Canada, Nigeria, of course, they're looking for money. And Ireland. Oh, don't you know? I don't know if they say don't you know. That's more, I'm more Minnesotan, I guess. That's more my, yeah. Russia, La Svedania, and Finland. I don't know what you speak there. I'm assuming you speak some kind of German, English, German, French, something. Italy. They speak Italian probably there, or Spanish, one of the two, I'm not sure. They sound a lot alike. United Kingdom. I'm glad they're united, and they have a kingdom that is no more. So the UK, I guess, or Britain. I'm not sure what they like. I guess that they get offended if you call them one thing or another. I'm not sure what it is. So maybe you guys can write me and let me know. And Romania, of all places, coming in at number 10 on the charts. Romania, of all things. Now, a couple other little countries that we have some listenership in. Vietnam. I think I've mentioned them before. I did say Germany, right? Yeah. Russia. So that I said Russia. Venezuela. And this is a new one. This one hasn't been out there before. Peru. Hello, Peru. Do they speak Portuguese there? Where is it down there they speak Portuguese? Is it Brazil? No, I don't remember. It's down there somewhere. There's a couple countries down there that speak Portuguese. And, of course, Indonesia. Indonesia is another one. That's a rather large area. I guess there's nobody from Malaysia. I was thinking that there was. It seemed like there was another island down in there somewhere that... Well, Australia, of course. I didn't know if I mentioned them or not. Australia, the Aussies, yeah, they're listening. And Ireland, I think I mentioned Ireland. France, Italy, Belgium, no, I guess not Belgium. Seemed like there was another one in there. I can't remember. Anyway, so just it's been interesting to see the world embracing this show. And... the numbers are just skyrocketing. Well, they're going up anyway. That's all I care about. So I appreciate people listening to the show and seeing what this little fledgling podcast becomes. So stay tuned because there's a lot more in store. At some point, we'll have some more visitors on here and maybe Rabbi Rick will make it back on the channel, on the show again someday. He's had a busy week. Snowblower broke. We got like 12 inches of snow here. and things were kind of a mess. So he got that all taken care of. And his work has been going crazy too. So that's as has mine. This week for me has been a little bit crazy too. So yeah, life is crazy. Life is a crazy thing. And it's not easy. So I'll pray for you and you can pray for me and we'll pray for each other and pray for this nation and pray that we all figure it out. And continue to move on. Because, well, that's life. And again, we will have some discussions about, this is the 18th. I forgot to even mention the election issue because the Supreme Court today started their session, their conference, I guess they call it. And they have some information about they're taking up some of the, there's three cases they're taking up about the election. Should be interesting to see how that all plays out, if it plays out at all. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't have a whole lot of faith in our judicial right now, especially Mr. Roberts. God bless everybody. Have a good night, and see you in the morning. Take care.